This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Vice Chair Dol Prasad Aryal files nomination for House Speaker. Radio Nepal celebrating its 76th anniversary today. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha applauds Radio Nepal's role in strengthening democracy. An Artemis second mission has completed a critical engine burn that will propel the Orion spacecraft on its journey to the far side of the moon. Now the news in detail. Vice Chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Dol Prasad Aryal, has filed his candidacy to the post of Speaker of the House of Representatives. Aryal filed his nomination paper at 11 a.m. at Singha Darbar-based Federal Parliament Secretariat. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson and lawmaker Ravi Lamichane proposed the candidacy of Aryal, while lawmakers Swarnim Wagle, Subita Gautam and Sunil Lamsal seconded it. Candidates could have filed their nominations to the post of Speaker from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Secretary General of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Padma Prasad Pandey, shared that the names of the candidates will be published at 2:30 p.m. today in the order of registration of candidacies. A proposal seeking election to the Speaker will be presented in the meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of April for a decision. In a coordinated response to the ongoing disruptions in West Asia, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has facilitated the operation of special flights to ensure continued mobility for Nepali nationals in the region. Nepal Airlines will operate flights between the 3rd and 5th of April on the Kathmandu-Dubai and Kathmandu-Dammam routes following the suspension of regular services since last February due to security concerns. The decision was taken after a high-level meeting led by Foreign Minister Sisir Kanal, bringing together key agencies to address the situation facing thousands of Nepali workers in the Gulf. Officials said the arrangement was made through the inter-agency coordination, with support from Nepal Airlines and Rashtriya Bima Company Limited for necessary insurance coverage. The government's move comes amid growing concerns about the safety and travel constraints facing Nepalese in West Asia, where many are employed. Authorities have indicated that further measures will be taken as required. Radio Nepal is observing its 76th anniversary today. Addressing a program to mark the anniversary held at the premises of Radio Nepal in Singha Darbar this afternoon, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha, said Radio Nepal has played an important role in establishing and institutionalizing democracy in the country. Communication Minister Timil Sinha stated that the scope and influence of radio have evolved over time, adding that journalists and staff also have a responsibility to protect and strengthen the institution. He stressed that Radio Nepal's role is important in democratic values by disseminating truthful and reliable news. Recalling his earlier association, he said he had contributed literary works to Radio Nepal, which encouraged him to pursue writing. Minister Timil Sinha noted that Radio Nepal has nurtured many creative individuals and contributed to the country's progress. He said the media has a significant role in nation building by informing citizens about national developments and direction. He emphasized that honesty and responsibility among employees and journalists would further strengthen the institution, which in turn would contribute to national progress. The communication minister urged all to work in a way that builds hope and trust among the public. Home Affairs Minister Sudhan Gurung visited the Zenzi movement injured receiving medical care at KMC Hospital in Kathmandu yesterday night. The private secretariat of Home Minister stated that Minister Gurung obtained information about their health condition from the doctors. Former MP Dr. Sunil Sharma has been providing free treatment to injured. The Home Minister has expressed a The Home Minister also expressed gratitude to Dr. Sharma, the director of KMC, for providing free treatment to those injured during the Gen Z movement. The Indian government is set to implement 7 high-impact community development projects, HICDPs, in Nepal. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration and the Embassy of India in Kathmandu was recently held. As stated, India is extending a grant of 473 million Nepali rupees to Nepal for 7 new projects. The projects include school building, cold storage and a maternity center. Local governments will lead the implementation across various provinces. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The Artemis II mission has completed a critical engine burn that will propel the Orion spacecraft on its journey to the far side of the moon. Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen said humanity once again has shown what it is capable of in his first words after the completion of the burn. In a live stream from space, Commander Reid Wiseman described the spectacular view of Earth from pole to pole. NASA held the procedure as flawless and said all astronauts are doing great. It is the first visit to the moon in the last 50 years. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the mountainous regions of all provinces as well as the hilly region of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces, while the weather will be partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is also possibilities of light rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of the mountainous regions of Gandaki and Karnali provinces and at one or two places of the remaining mountainous and hilly regions. There is also possibility of gusty wind at some places of the Tarai region across the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Vice Chair Dol Prasad Arial files nomination for the post of House Speaker. Radio Nepal celebrating its 76th anniversary today. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsina applaud Radio Nepal's role in strengthening democracy. An Artemis II mission has completed a critical engine burn that will propel the Orion spacecraft on its journey to the far side of the moon. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.